today to express our solidarity with the Anishinaabe people of Brasineros, who have set up a blockade since 1 year today to oppose the clear-cutting practices of Abiti Consolidated, whose headquarters are right here. The community of Brasineros has suffered a great deal in the past decades from the colonial policies of the federal and provincial governments, having their fields and sacred burial lands flooded by Ontario Hydro in the 50s, being pressured by the federal government to relocate their reserve to a new location in the 60s, and discovering in the 1970s that a chemical factory upstream from the new reserve had dumped an estimated 10 tons of mercury into the river system that they depended on for subsistence. The mercury is still there, within the ecosystem of the community depends on, as well as in the living tissue of Brasineros residents, who suffer from the symptoms associated with mercury poisoning. These attacks on the environment of the community were an indirect attack on the community's land-based culture, since they could no longer carry out the traditional subsistence practices. The community was rendered dependent on the federal government's handouts, while at the same time the province was selling out their lands to corporations such as Abitibi. The Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources illegally granted Abitibi Consolidated a permit to log the Whiskey Jack Forest, which consists of an area of 11,000 square kilometers of boreal old-growth forest, within which lies the Brasineros traditional land use area. The clear-cutting has increased in recent years, due in large part to an increase in demand from the USA, which is where more than 50% of Abitibi's newsprint is sold. Brasineros sought to exercise their treaty rights and manifest through the administrative and legal procedures set up by the government and Abitibi their opposition to the clear-cutting due to the devastation it was causing on the community and their culture. However, their voices were ignored, clear evidence of the environmental racism of the Canadian state, which excludes Indigenous people from participation in the decision-making process. On December 3rd of last year, the women and youth of the community, sick of seeing their lands destroyed, set up a blockade on a logging road at Slant Lake, 80 kilometers north of Kenora. The blockade has since gained the support of the Brasineros community as well as a number of other First Nations, in addition to a number of non-Native allies. Abitibi's clear-cutting of the traditional land use area of the Anishinaabe is provoking a loss of their way of life as a people, and the community is demanding that these genocidal practices stop. They are exercising their treaty rights and Aboriginal rights, which establish that the community must be consulted before any logging may happen on the lands of Treaty 3. The federal and provincial governments are complicit in the situation at Brasineros, since they continue to fail to act in accordance with their own colonial laws and treaties. The grassroots resistance that has emerged at Brasineros stands as an example of the opposition to the exploitative practices of corporations such as Abitibi. Abitibi prides itself of its so-called sustainable forestry practices. They argue that the clear-cutting they are carrying out contributes to the necessary regeneration of the boreal forest, since the clear-cutting supposedly simulates a forest fire. However, this statement has been proven to be incorrect. First of all, since a forest fire would leave small patches of trees for animals to seek refuge, and secondly, because in clear-cutting, all this biomass is taken out of the natural cycle of the forest, whilst in a forest fire, the ashes left from the burnt trees provide valuable nutrients to the soil and prepare the earth for new flora to grow. Abitibi's stated goal is to create tree farms on these cleared areas where herbicide-resistant, genetically modified popular trees are planted. The tree plantations are sprayed with herbicides, which kill off all plant life and contaminate the environment and get into the food system of the Brasineros community. It's important that we're here today to express our solidarity as Canadian citizens with the blockade set up and the resistance that Brasineros has been carrying out. It's important for us to realize that our treaty rights as Canadians have been completed, and we have been able to profit from the treaty that was signed in 1873 between the Canadian government and the nation, whilst the Anishinaabe nation have been suffering from the consequences of this. And it's important to make the links between different struggles going on. This is an example of the ongoing colonialism of the Canadian government, and that has been facilitated now with corporate globalization, where corporations have the right to move around and exploit resources and without having any responsibilities towards the communities or its members. So we want to thank everyone for coming out today and expressing our solidarity with our BTV. Thanks a lot.